1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Time for the news. Carrie?
Working from home.
What about it?
Probably took some getting used to for people. It would for me. I would be having that dishwasher going and the wash going. Like, I would be ADD.
How much laundry can you do?
No, I just mean that you're not supposed to. You're working. You're actually working. You should be working on just that stuff.
I thought maybe a year ago I must have read some list on the internet that said millennials wanted jobs where they could work at home, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So working at home isn't all that foreign to everyone.
No, and I'm sure.
Well, no, plenty of people have home offices where they can work out of. And.
But I think it would be a big jump to have worked outside, in a corporate setting for 30 years and then all of a sudden, work from home. I think it'd be really weird for
sure.
People.
Oh, I would vacuum during commercial breaks.
Of
and
course.
Wipe off the countertops.
That's
and get
what
a
I'm
load
saying.
Of laundry in.
It would be complete ADD to try to, I just.
Be putting dishes away and be late for a break. I'm sorry, I was putting dishes away.
Yep.
This really isn't working out, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's me. I got to turn Blue Bloods down.
Stop online shopping.
Yeah, just mute. Hit mute.
I'm with you.
I would.
We'll keep in touch with coworkers. Comes in at number 8 for advice to newbies from those who have worked at home for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in touch with coworkers. I thought you're forced to keep in touch with coworkers, like pantsless at the Zoom meeting, right? I mean, 12% of people are wearing almost nothing when they're doing video conferencing. That was a stat that was out a few weeks ago.
I wouldn't be one of those.
Maybe sweats on the bottom and comfy slippers.
No, I like to get up and get showered and get the day started. So because here's what happens if I don't do that. I sit down and I start watching TV. Let's say it's 7 o'clock. Next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm like, "Hey, do you want to go to blank? Blah blah blah."
And now you got
to
get ready.
Now I got to get ready, and now it's going to take me
another half an hour.
Right. When I could have just done it right when I got up.
And been ready for what the day
brought you. And
been
sitting there
watching
the same thing I was watching and ready to go when somebody said, hey, do you want a blank?
Yeah, I get it. Sure.
And now I have to shower first. It's gonna
get dressed is number 7. Hard to get in the right mindset if you're not dressed.
I am totally on board with that.
Don't watch TV, Bri.
It's a momentum killer.
I
know that.
Momentum and ambition. I'm not going to start my new company today.
Yeah,
I'm watching Crocodile Dundee.
Do you promise yourself that in the next commercial break you'll get up and do this or that and then,
No.
I can come back? No?
Not commercial break. During the, after the next 2 episodes, then I'll do blank.
So it's going to be 2 hours before you get up and do anything.
Sex
in
the City is 23 minutes long, though.
There's
things
in 45 minutes or so. I'm gonna watch 2 episodes, then I'll...
I'll
rinse the sink out, and then I'll watch 2 more episodes of Sex in the City. And
it's a thing.
I think if you...
But we're home people anyway.
If you watch an episode, get up and move around for 5 or 10 minutes.
Sure.
Go back and do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can delay the onset of blood clots by a couple of weeks.
Okay. That's hopeful. I like it. Yeah, get up and move around is number 4. Don't stay on your computer when you take breaks. Give your eyes a rest and your muscles a chance to stretch. Create a home office space. Doesn't have to be a separate room, but, you don't want to be in your bed.
Look at it as a chance to absorb what you've just seen while you've been, in the middle of your binge watch.
Okay. Sure. Let it percolate.
Sure. Instead of just getting right on to the next story.
Yep. Develop a routine. Don't just drift through each day without a plan. And number 1, which almost everybody surveyed said, as advice to newbies working at home for the first time, don't forget to take breaks.
From
it
work?
It was the most common piece of advice.
I would be able to do that with no problem.
Are you kidding? It'd be getting
take
back
breaks
to work.
Yeah,
so that's
getting
the problem.
Back to work would be the problem, right? Taking a break? I'm on it.
All right. If we're taking breaks at home, we've got a new poll. Researchers came up with a list of 50 online activities and asked 2,000 people how many of them they've done since the lockdown started. Number 10, singing happy birthday to somebody on a video call. Lots of people did that.
No.
Number 9, making playlists.
No.
I did. I made a playlist, but it had nothing to do with, it was just John Prine died, and I made a really good John Prine playlist.
I just did Christ the Lord Has Risen Today on Spotify, and I had all like 30, 40 songs playing for like 3 hours while I cooked. Every version you could possibly mm-hmm. have of that song, I played it over and over yesterday. It's not really making a playlist, though. It was just using theirs. Watching do-it-yourself tutorials. You did that a little bit with your dryer or washer, didn't you? No.
Dryer.
Or did you just know how to clean them out?
No, I just cleaned them out. I just was... can't go anywhere, so I cleaned
right.
all the filters on the wash machine and drained
but
out
but you didn't
the...
watch anything to do it. And Brian
no.
said, no, he's not
no.
watched a tutorial. I have not watched a tutorial.
But I'm not against tutorials. I said a long time ago, I'm never reading directions again. I'm just going to YouTube it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've declared this some time ago.
Online magazines, I do that every day. Online exercise classes, I do that several times a week. Online games, anybody? Brian's a Yahtzee guy on his phone.
Online games, does that mean like Xbox or PlayStation?
I don't know. It's not really clear, but group calls with friends, group calls with family, online shopping, and streaming new TV shows. Those are the top things we've been doing at home while we're stuck. This chick from New Jersey, though, is a Guinness World Record holder after the organization reviewed footage, because obviously in this troubled time, of her performing burpees for 12 consecutive hours. They gave it to her. So how many burpees is that?
12 hours.
In 12 hours. Can you imagine? I can't do 3 burpees in a row.
How much time in between each one?
Well, that's what you have to figure out. That's what you have to decide in your calculation.
Gina Laley said she received an email from Guinness confirming she's now the world record holder. She did squat thrusts. 12 hours, January 11th. Guinness needed several weeks to review that footage, however, and other documentation needed to confirm the record. It was a long process because they needed to have videos from all different angles.
Okay.
She said it was worth the wait because when I got the email, I just couldn't believe it.
I have a number.
Okay.
What was the duration of this?
World
12 hours.
Record of performing burpees in a 12-hour period. The number is...
My guess is 8,640.
8,640?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
That's 12 hours. A minute for 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
It's a world record, Carrie, so it's got to be, you know, you can't be dogging
can
it,
just,
right?
No,
I'll cut
I'm not.
That in half with about 4,300. Okay. One every 10 seconds.
5,332. You guys were.
There you go. Underestimating humans never fails. Never fails.
Wow.
I overestimated.
How in the world?
Lazy. That's the laziest world record I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
Right now you are
really?
Sentenced.
Flat lazy.
People are growing their fingernails for world records, and you think, come on.